Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Sonia.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What did we see across the province over this past week?
So we saw definitely some variable precipitation go across Agro Manitoba. There were some significant amounts of rainfall in parts of northwest, central, and eastern as well, with the largest about 35 millimeters in Sprague Lake. In terms of growing degree days, we've definitely seen some warmer temperatures. And so right now we are sitting at about 797 to 1112 growing degree days, with most of southern Manitoba having accumulated quite a few, over 930. So overall, those were the main weather events this past week. A couple of isolated showers, as I mentioned, and then the warm temperatures really adding to the growing degree days.
Overall, how are crops progressing at this point? How does that compare with normal, and what are the factors there?
So we are seeing quite a fast development for most crops with these warm temperatures. So really moving through the growth stages, especially crops that were later seeded. So overall, we are seeing in terms of cereals that winter wheat and fall rye are in the grain fill stage in most regions, and some fields are as far as turning color. Majority of spring cereals are in that early milk to soft dough stage, and now we're seeing as well some crisping of fields that had excess moisture and then had, you know, these really high temperatures. So definitely seeing some stresses from that. But overall, most of our most, if not all, fungicide applications for Fusarium head blight are generally complete. There's also starting to look at some of the diseases as well in cereals at this point. So looking at both the heads, but also the leaves as well. And then in terms of corn, we're seeing between generally V12 to tassel, with the earliest field beginning to silk. And those growing degree days, as I mentioned, have really been adding up. For canola, we have wide range of where it's sitting across the province. The earliest fields that were seeded are past flowering and have been past flowering for a week or two. And generally, the later seeded are in different stages of flowering and bolting, or have bolted, sorry, and in different stages of flowering. Sunflowers range from R3 to R5 at this point. And then when we take a look at soybeans, majority are between that R1 and R3 stage. And peas as well are progressing well from mid-pod stage to color change. And there was definitely some noticing of if there was a lot of moisture received, some root rots and different things as well. So overall, we're sitting with this week kind of the main story having been the high temperatures, but other than that, we didn't have large reports of hail or anything at this point. So that was the main report.
How are the crops looking, and what are the expectations in terms of yield potential at this point, and why?
So at this point, it's very dependent, again, on your region. So as mentioned a couple of weeks ago, there was definitely large amounts of hail damage that had gone through in the Killarney region, etc. So that there was definitely crop loss there. And then we also have seen the excess moisture stress, especially in the northwest and parts of the Interlake. The other regions do look quite strong in terms of where we're sitting at for crops, particularly cereals and canola, as well as the corn. So we'll likely be seeing quite strong yield potential being kept there. And then just more stress, though, in some of those areas that received a lot of excess moisture, especially in the June and even into July, as well as the areas that received the really significant hail damage.
What are the expectations over the upcoming week or so?
So for the upcoming week, there still might be a bit of spraying for Sclerotinia in canola, but overall it's really going to be scouting for any types of insects in the crop, and we're going to see how these high temperatures will keep maturing probably pretty quickly. So there's not a ton, I think, on this next week ahead. We'll just see how the weather plays out, I think.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think that about sums it up. Yep, that's this for this week's crop report.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.